This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
You know, I never thought I'd end up as a glorified janitor for a secret organization. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a firefighter or maybe an astronaut. Something cool, something heroic. Instead, here I am, scrubbing ichor off walls and hauling mysterious black garbage bags to incinerators. But hey, life takes you places, right? And to all those comments asking, how'd I get recruited by the association? Well, buckle up. Your prayers had been answered. And back in the early days of YouTube, before influencers were a thing and the algorithm hadn't yet been weaponized against our attention spans, I ran a little channel dedicated to urban exploration. Nothing fancy. Just me, a flashlight, a shaky camcorder, and a questionable amount of courage. If it was abandoned and vaguely creepy, I was there. Forgotten theme parks, derelict hospitals, crumbling factories. It was cheap adrenaline, and the views weren't half bad. But then, I got cocky. Someone in the comments mentioned an old subway line beneath the city. Supposedly, it was shut down decades after a fatal accident. There were rumors, of course. Ghost trains, strange noises, people disappearing, the usual urban legend stuff. Naturally, I thought. Perfect. Spooky, dangerous, great for clicks. So, one night, armed with a backpack of snacks, my trusty flashlight, and my camera, I decided to check it out. Finding a way in was surprisingly easy. A broken service door near the edge of a forgotten station. The kind of place that screamed, "Trespassers will be eaten." I squeezed through, and the smell hit me first. Stale air, mildew, and something metallic, like old blood. The kind of smell that makes your stomach tighten, even if you don't know why. The tunnels stretched out before me, yawning like a black hole. My flashlight cut through the darkness in jittery slices, illuminating graffiti, broken tracks, and rats the size of small dogs. The air was heavy, muffling my footsteps and amplifying every distant drip of water. I tried to shake the unease by talking to the camera.
"All right, guys, this is it,"
I whispered, the beam of my flashlight darting across the walls.
"Welcome to the, depths of despair. Or, you know, the city's least maintained basement. Anyway, if we're lucky, we'll find some ghosts. If we're unlucky, well, let's not talk about that."
I forced a laugh, but it sounded hollow, even for me. The deeper I went, the quieter it got. No rats, no dripping water, just the hum of my flashlight and the sound of my own breathing. I told myself it was fine. It's always like this in the tunnels. Creepy is the whole point. And then, I saw it. The subway carriage. It sat on the tracks like a fossil, a relic of a time when things were built to last. The metal was corroded, the windows clouded with grime, but it was there, alone, silent, waiting. My heart skipped. This was gold. Exactly the kind of thing that would get people talking. I approached slowly, my flashlight sweeping over the exterior. The doors were slightly ajar, like an invitation or a dare.
"Okay,"
I muttered into the camera.
"This is getting good. Let's see what's inside."
Stepping onto the carriage was like stepping into another world. The air was thicker,
carrying the faint stench of rot. My flashlight revealed rows of seats, torn and faded, and advertisements so old they felt like artifacts. Drink Xeno Cola, the taste of tomorrow. Tomorrow, apparently, had never arrived. And then I noticed the passengers. At first, I thought they were mannequins. They sat in perfect stillness, heads bowed, their clothes frayed but oddly clean. I counted 6, maybe 7. My flashlight lingered on one of them, and I realized with a jolt that their chest was moving. Shallow rise and fall, breathing. "What the hell?" I whispered. I forced myself to stay calm. Homeless people, that's all it was. Maybe a group of squatters who claims this place is their own. I closed my throat, my voice shaking a little.
Hey there. I don't mean to intrude, just passing through.
No response, not even a flinch. I took a cautious step closer, my flashlight sweeping over their faces. That's when I saw it. The skin stretched too tight over cheekbones, the sunken eyes clouded like old marbles. The mouth is hanging open, just enough to reveal gray tongues. These weren't squatters. These weren't even alive. The flashlight trembled in my hand as I backed away, the beam darting around the carriage. Every shadow seemed to move, every corner felt alive. My breathing came in shallow gasps, fogging the air in front of me. And then, in silence, I heard it. A creak. My flashlight snapped to the source. One of the things, was shifting. Slowly, unnaturally, its head tilted upward. Empty eyes looked into mine, its jaw twitching, and a low, guttural sound escaped its throat, like the first syllable of a scream that never fully formed. I stumbled back, the camera clattering to the floor. For a moment, there was only the sound of my pounding heart. Then, the others began to move. One by one, heads turned, limbs twitched. They moved like marionettes, their joints crackling and popping with each unnatural motion. I scrambled for the door, slipping on something slick and cold. My flashlight rolled away, leaving me in near darkness. The only light came from their eyes, a faint, sickly glow that seemed to pulse with every breath they took. The air thickened, pressing against me like invisible hands. I fumbled for the light, my fingers brushing against something wet. A smell hit me, putrid, like meat left to rot in the sun. My stomach churned, bile rising in my throat. The sound of shuffling feet grew louder, closer, accompanied by the sickening creak of old bones. I couldn't think, I couldn't breathe. All I knew was that I had to get out, now. Grabbing the flashlight, I swung it wildly, the beam catching glimpses of their grotesque forms. One was missing half its jaw, the remaining flesh hanging in strips. Another dragged a broken leg, the bone jutting out at an impossible angle. They didn't seem to care. Pain meant nothing to them. They just kept coming. The door. I had to reach the door. I bolted, my boots slamming against the metal floor, something cold and clammy.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, Great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all iqbar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
Brushed against my arm and I yanked away, nearly losing my balance. The exit was just a few feet away. I could make it. I had to make it. And then the door slammed shut. My heart stopped. I turned, the flashlight trembling in my grip. They were closer now. Their glowing eyes locked onto me, their mouths opening in silent, hungry anticipation. I backed into the door, my hands scrambling for a handle, a latch, anything. There was nothing, just cold, unyielding metal. The first one lunged, its fingers clawing at the air. I ducked, the flashlight slipping from my grasp and clattering to the floor. Darkness swallowed me, broken only by the sickly glow of their eyes. Panic surged through me, and I lashed out blindly, my fist connecting with something soft and wet. A guttural hiss filled the air, and I felt a hand wrap around my wrist, its grip like a vice. I screamed, pulling away with all my strength. The hand let go, and I stumbled backward, crashing into a row of seats. Pain shot through my ribs, but I didn't care. I grabbed the nearest object, a rusted metal pole, and swung it wildly, the sound of metal against flesh echoing through the carriage. They kept coming. I swung again and again, the pole growing heavier with each strike. My arms burned, my breathing coming to ragged gasps. One of them grabbed the pole, yanking it from my hands with inhuman strength. I fell to the floor, scrambling backwards as they closed in, their rotting faces filling my vision. And then everything stopped. The air shifted, the oppressive weight lifting just enough for me to catch my breath. A low growl echoed through the carriage, deep and guttural, like the warning of a predator. The creatures hesitated, their glowing eyes flickering. I turned toward the source of the sound, hope and terror mingling in my chest. In the doorway stood a figure, silhouetted against the faint light of the tunnel. His eyes glinted like molten gold, and beside him, a massive wolf bared its teeth, its fur bristling like a storm cloud. The man stepped forward, the wolf following close behind, and for the first time in what felt like an eternity, I thought, maybe I'd survive this after all. The figure didn't waste a second. With a fluid motion, he unsheathed the Bowie knife from his hip, the blade catching the faint light and gleaming like silver. The wolf beside him lunged, a blur of muscle and fury, its growl erupting into a snarl as it collided with the nearest creature. The thing crumpled under the force, its brittle bones snapping like dry twigs. But the wolf wasn't done. It tore into its chest with savage precision, sending scraps of decayed flesh scattering across the carriage floor. The man moved just as swiftly, stepping into the fray with a calculated ease that made it clear this wasn't his first time. His knife plunged into the neck of the closest aberration, severing whatever twisted tendons kept it upright. He wrenched it free, a spray of black ichor flowing, and spun to dodge the outstretched arms of another. The creatures swarmed, but he stayed one step ahead, striking with a brutal efficiency that made my frantic swings from earlier look like a toddler having a tantrum. I pressed myself against the wall, trying to make myself as small and invisible as possible. The air was alive with the sounds of battle, the wet thud of flesh meeting steel, the growls of the wolf, and the unnatural screeches of the creatures as they fell one by one. The man moved like a predator, his every step deliberate, his every strike fatal. A sawed-off shotgun appeared in his other hand, and he fired point-blank into one of the apparitions, the blast ripping it apart and leaving only a smoking, oozing mess in its place. The creatures weren't giving up, though. For everyone he brought down, another two seemed to take its place. They clambered over seats, their movements frantic and jerky, as though driven by some primal need to overwhelm him. One managed to get close, its skeletal hands clawing at his coat. But the wolf was there in an instant, its powerful jaws clamping down on the creature's arm and tearing it clean off. "Stay down!" the man barked, his voice sharp and commanding. It took me a second to realize he was talking to me. I didn't need to be told twice. I dropped to the floor, my heart hammering in my chest as he raised the shotgun again, taking out two creatures with a single, deafening blast. The recoil didn't seem to faze him. He was already moving, spinning the knife in his hand and burying it into the eye socket of another. The creature twitched violently before collapsing in a heap. The tide of the battle began to shift. The creatures hesitated, their glowing eyes flickering uncertainly, as if some unseen force had broken their will. The man noticed it too. He stood tall, blood and ichor dripping from his blade, his golden eyes burning with an intensity that made the air feel electric. "Enough!" he growled, his voice low but carrying a weight that sent shivers down my spine. The wolf growled in unison, its teeth bared and stained black with ichor. And just like that, the remaining creatures faltered. One by one, they backed away, their movements sluggish and unsure, until they finally dissolved into the shadows of the carriage. The silence that followed was deafening, broken only by my ragged breaths and the faint hum of the overhead lights. The man turned to me, his expression unreadable. "You're lucky I was following you," he said, his voice as sharp as the blade he wiped clean on the edge of his coat. "If you're coming with me, you better move. Now." I didn't argue. From the mouth of the tunnel, lights began to flicker into view. Flashlights, cutting through the oppressive darkness like tiny lighthouses. A small group of people emerged, clad in tactical gear and moving with precise efficiency. Leading them was another man in a black swing coat. This one looked much younger than the first, his sharp features illuminated by the bobbing light as a hawk circled overhead, its wings barely audible over the muffled echoes of the tunnel. Before I could process what was happening, the young man moved. One second he stood at the edge of the group, the next he was a blur, charging toward the retreating creatures with a speed that defied logic. The first aberration didn't stand a chance. He hit it with the force of a truck, sending it sprawling into the rusted seats. He didn't stop. With each blow of his fists, the creatures crumbled. I swore he looked bigger, bulkier. His coat billowed as he moved, but it wasn't just that. His shoulders seemed broader, his arms like steel pistons. Every strike landed with a sickening crunch, breaking bones and pulping flesh, as though he wielded sledgehammers instead of hands. The creatures barely had time to react before they were torn apart, their decaying bodies flung like ragged dolls against the walls of the subway carriage. The first man, the one with the wolf, watched from the sidelines, his expression unreadable as his companion finished the job. The hawk circled lower, its sharp cries echoing down the tunnel as the last of the aberrations was crushed beneath a well-aimed boot. And then, silence. The younger man straightened, his breathing steady despite the carnage around him. His hawk landed gracefully on his outstretched arm, its piercing eyes scanning the darkness as though searching for more threats. The wolf padded forward, sniffing at the remains before...
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Letting out a low, satisfied growl. I stayed where I was, frozen against the cold metal floor, too shocked to even scramble to my feet.
"Is that all of them?"
the younger man asked, his voice carrying an unsettling calm as he glanced at his companion. The older man nodded. Later, I'd learn what those things were. The wardens called them Mylings, parasitic aberrations that couldn't survive on their own. They needed hosts, corpses to infest and animate. Apparently, they'd been lurking in the subway tunnels for years, feeding off the occasional homeless person or unlucky explorer. But lately, their numbers had grown. And as their hosts decayed,
They'd started attacking passengers, claiming fresh bodies to sustain themselves. The wardens had been tracking the disappearances. The one with the wolf had followed me, thinking I might have been behind the attacks. In hindsight, I'm not sure what scared me more. The Mylings, or the possibility that he'd mistaken me for an aberration. Either way, I wasn't exactly rolling in gratitude when they finally dragged me out of that hellhole. A group of people waited outside the tunnels, more of them in tactical gear, their faces sharp and unfriendly. No one said a word to me as they hauled me up the ladder and back into the world above. I caught bits and pieces of conversation. Reckless, civilian interference, lucky to be alive. None of it sounded reassuring. Eventually, one of them approached me, a woman with dark eyes and a voice like sandpaper.
"You're coming with us," she said, as if it were the most natural thing in the world.
"And if I say no?" I asked. Though I already knew the answer, she smirked, just a little.
"You won't."
She was right, of course. I didn't really have a choice.
Thank you for listening and delving with me into the dark together.
Please remember to leave a thumbs up and subscribe if you feel so inclined. The more engagement this video gets, the more YouTube will push my content to others.
Thus, the following will grow.
All stories read in this channel will be available on Spotify, iTunes, and just about everywhere else. Links in the description.
Thank you for listening and feeding the cause. We'll be seeing you.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.